long have I been in this hellish prison? It's impossible to tell. Not even time would venture into this abyss of despair. Locked down here in the depths, I can only watch the rust cling to the chains that keep me here. Oh, a visitor. Wait, no, that's not quite right, is it? You're a guard, so I assume it's your turn to make sure that I'm fed. Wouldn't want me to waste away down here. Where's the fun in that, right? Not one for conversation, are you? Even these four walls have more to say. Tell me, human. Do you think I'm guilty of those crimes of which I've been accused? Do you think I'm a monster? Are you scared of me? No. Your eyes are curiously pitying. Oh, come now. Don't look away. There's no shame in empathy. I can only imagine the rumors that soil my name now. My status as a Kitsune goddess is ruined. But I was not mad. I did not go insane. Even after all this time down here, I am not mad. I am not. I am hurt. You and your people have taken away those which I hold most dear. And as time remains stagnant here, I am trapped in blood-soaked memories. Forced to relive my mistake as you continue to desecrate my heartland. Our land was rich and beautiful. The food was plenty and happiness floated in the hearts of my people. I was given passionate prayers and generous offerings of juicy peaches, plump plums, and the sweetest berries. My powers increasing with each believer. Of course, I loved my people, so I lavished blessings upon them. Good health, happiness, and good fortune. Whatever their selfless desires, I wanted to give it to them. They were my heart, after all. I nurtured the young as they frolicked, as all sweet children do. I marveled at their wonder while watching them chase butterflies in the spring. And when the cold days of winter fell upon us, the food was still not scarce, and the young would go out to play in the pristine white blankets of snow, while the old would prepare soups and hearty loaves of bread. So selfless were my believers. Even in the cold, they would continue to make their pilgrimage, to make their offerings and send up their prayers. It was all very delicious. Much better than the gruel I'm fed down here in the abyss. Everything was so lovely then. My heart as light as a bird's feather. It was easy to ignore the admonishments of my fellow gods and the goddesses. "Do not get close to humans," they would say. "They are selfish at heart," I'd hear. I was naive. I brushed them off. Humans were kind, sweet, caring creatures. Sure, their short lifespans meant there was little time to enjoy them, but they were brilliant and bold, like flowers in bloom that were meant to be treasured. Perhaps I was not as well traveled as my kin, but I had everything I ever wanted, everything I ever loved, right there on the island. Why would I abandon them? For what? No, I wanted to stay with them. This meant we were a secluded lot when the others came to our shores. It also meant I was incredibly naive. You outsiders, you were in need of help after having wrecked your ship. I thought I would treat you no different than my own. I would love you just the same. What could be the harm in helping those who had lost their way? I had wondered. We opened our world to you outsiders. We shared everything with you. My people worked to help you, shelter you, and help you build a ship so you might return to the loved ones who would worry where you'd gone. When your ship disappeared over the horizon, we returned to our daily lives. I believed all was well. But that was not so. My kin had been right. And I had been incredibly and tragically naive. The next time you came upon our shores, it was not your clothing in tatters, but your morals. Something you kept hidden when you first appeared was suddenly very, very clear. Your souls were rotted with greed. It soon became obvious that you had certainly done your research. You knew my powers came from the devotion of my followers. My heart still bleeds for those you slaughtered. Villages were razed overnight. My followers murdered in cold blood. Each death a wound on my own soul. The screams of the dying haunt me to this day. I was not a well-known goddess, but I did love those who lived on that island so much. I lost so much power so quickly. I didn't know what I could do. I tried offering myself in exchange for sacrificing those who were left, but of course, you took that deal and so much more. Or at least you tried, didn't you? Removing me from the island, the land itself could not sustain the abuse you would unleash upon it. Trees would wither, the ground would crack, and the winged animals would flee, while the others could only starve to death. Even that was not enough for you. You thought bringing me to your homeland would revitalize your own fields and give you centuries of prosperity. Foolish, greedy humans. You had killed those who gave me my power. And then you took to slandering my name to your own people to explain why you keep me in this dark hell. It doesn't matter. None of it does it? But you know, I thought the pain would fade away with time, but I still remember each face, each name, each prayer that was ever made to me. So much time has passed, and I mourn my current state. Why am I not dead? Tell me, guard. I have lost so many followers. I should be forgotten. Shouldn't I? To be forgotten is to face certain death for my kind. So why am I still here? Is it my punishment for failing my people? How long must I suffer to atone for what I've done? Tell me, please. I want someone to tell me. What? Not a punishment, you say. Perhaps there still exists a few followers somewhere out there in the world. Then it is indeed a punishment. What good can I do my people trapped down here? What can I do when these chains bind me to these mistakes I've made? What are you doing? What's the meaning of this? Don't tell me. You're the last believer?